Okay, we're just going to hear from the Bible today, and Sarah's going to read us our passage. So I'd love you to give her your best listening ears and your best looking eyes as well.
The Bible reading today is from Psalm 127, verses 3 to 5. Children are a blessing and a gift from the Lord. Having a lot of children to take care of you in your old age is like a warrior with a lot of arrows. The more you have, the better off you will be, because they will protect you when your enemies attack with arguments.
Well, good morning, everybody. My name's Matt, and I want to add my welcome to that which has already happened. Let me also just repeat, like Naomi said, if your kids don't sit perfectly still like mine, if yours make a little bit of noise, that's great. Isn't it great just to have families together, worshipping together, sitting under the word together? I'm going to do a talk now for about 10 minutes, and if your kids are a little bit rowdy, praise God, they're normal. As I do a talk, what we're going to do now is in your weekly notes, if I can just pick mine up here, here it is. There's a little space in there for us to write stuff down. And kids, I especially want to encourage you to write some things down, because as you can see, I'm going to give you some challenges today. Parents, you're not going to get away. You're going to have challenges as well. So pull out your weekly notes, grab a pen, let's get started. This term at our Kids Alive programs, we've been hearing all about the gifts that God has given us. And I've been so encouraged that God has given us so many gifts. He's given us His love, even though we turned our backs on Him. He's given us His Son Jesus, who died for our sins. He's given us His Holy Spirit so we might be more like Jesus. He's given us family, friends, shelter, the community, all these things we were just thanking God for. And this morning, we're going to hear about one more gift that God has given us. And so we know what this gift is. I've got a few presents out the front here, a few little gifts. We're going to open one of them. So I'm going to get a child somewhere in the middle. Oh, wow, that hand was up really fast. Do you want to come out? You're really lucky. You get to open this big one here. Do you want to open this big one for me? Feel free to start ripping it off. I'll help you. Oh, look at him go. Fantastic. We sort of had to make this box ourselves. You'll find some Huggies in there, but that's not what the actual gift is. Okay, can we rip off the lid? What have we got in there? Now, I'm really sorry, but you can't take this one home. She's mine, okay? Fantastic. You guys can go sit down. Thank you. God has given us kids. Kids are a gift from God. You'll know that if you can't have children yourself. It's a real bit of pain, isn't it? If you do have kids, then you need to be reminded that kids are a gift, especially as school holidays comes up. You can't re-gift them. Thanks, Sarah, for reading that Bible reading. Kids are a gift from God. And what we're going to do this morning, we're just going to spend a little bit of time thinking about what sort of a gift are they? There's so many different types of gifts you might have received in your life. What sort of a gift are children? Well, I've only got 2 points, and the first one requires, I think I need a boy. I might get a boy from, oh, we just had a boy, didn't we? Oh, no, anyway, we'll have a boy. I might get a boy from over this side. Do you want to come up? I'm not sure which one. Jonathan, Joshua, you can both come up and rip it if you want. Now, this one's not as big. This one's not as big, but you can take it home. Okay, guys, between this, I hope your mum's going to forgive me for giving this to you. You can open it up. Wow, my wife's good with sticky tape. Look at that. Oh, look at the muscles. I love how they work together. Wow, we really are stuck, aren't we? Oh, here we go. Once you get a hole, we're all good. Okay, guys, when you open it up, Hold it up for us all so we can see what it is. Oh, there it goes. What is that? That's an egg. Now, you might think that's a bit of a strange present. Guys, you can take this home. You can put that egg on your shelf if you want, but it's a little bit boring. What's even more interesting is if you put this egg in water. Do you know what happens if you put it in water?
It turns into a crocodile.
A crocodile hatches out of the egg. How cool is that? And if you keep it in water, the crocodile's going to get bigger and bigger, so I'm told. You guys might not have a bath for a bit, but I'm sure your mum will forgive me. You guys can take that. Go sit down for me. The reason we opened up that gift is that kids are a gift from God that grow. Kids are a gift from God that grow. We need to teach them maths and how to read. Teach them to play the piano, perhaps, to play sport, to socialize. And most importantly of all, we need our kids to grow spiritually, don't we? We need our kids to grow spiritually. If we grow them in every other area, but we forget to grow them spiritually, it might be a little bit like this flower. I found this beautiful flower this morning. I stole it from the office. I love the colors. I love the shape of it. But do you know that this flower in a few days will be gone? In a little bit of time, it won't be around anymore because it's been cut off a bush. In the same way, if we grow our kids in all sorts of areas except spiritually, they might look healthy, they might be beautiful and well accomplished, but soon they will be gone. We want our kids as a gift to last forever, and so we want to grow them spiritually. Kids, here's my first challenge for you. I want you to grow spiritually. So take out your weekly notes and I want you to write this down or get your parents to help you write it down. Here's how to grow spiritually. Spend time with God. Write that down for me. Spend time with God. Kids, while you're writing it, or your parents are, put your hand up if you like to spend time with your dad. I'm watching to see who doesn't. Yeah, we all do, don't we? Kids, I want you to spend time with your Heavenly Father, to talk to Him and to hear from Him in His Word. Now, kids, while you're writing that down, I'm going to challenge your parents as well. Mums and dads, do you know that I read last week the number one reason why kids don't stick with Jesus when they're older? The number one reason kids don't grow spiritually is because of the example we set. Every time there's a family event and we think, oh, church is not that important today. Every time that we think, well, I don't have time to really reap this morning. I've got to get to work quickly. Our kids miss seeing us spend time with God. When we prioritize sport above church, our kids learn that. If we want our kids to grow spiritually, parents, we have to set that example. And kids, my challenge to you is spend time with God. Spend time with your Heavenly Father, just like Mum and Dad does. Well, my second and final point. Kids are a gift from God that grow, and kids are a gift from God that... Actually, we've got another present here. I'm going to get a girl from over on this side. Sorry, guys, we're going to get a girl. Your hand's right there, and you're right near the front. It's always good to sit near the front. This stage is a bit of a mess. Sorry, Bryn. Do you want to open this one up for me? Again, this one, it's a bit smaller, but you can take this one home.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Yeah, what is it? When you rip it off, I want you to hold it up so others can see it, and I'll explain to everyone what it is again. There it is. This is a gift... Love the enthusiasm. This is a gift that keeps giving. My little girl got something like this for her birthday, and this will enable you to not only do craft, but to do craft for other people. You can make cards, you can design little things, and you can send them to others and make them happy as well. You can sit down for me. You can enjoy that. My goal, my dream for all the kids here is that they will be kids that keep giving as well. Parents, what is your goal for your kids? Happy and healthy? Maybe a stable job that will provide for their family one day? Maybe meet that special person and have grandkids? My goal for your kids is that they will keep giving to others. I want to partner with you in raising fully devoted followers of Christ. How can we do that together? I'd love you to think about it. I'd love you to give us ideas as the kids' ministry team. Parents, here's my challenge for you. How can you partner with us? Would you ever consider going to a different service so you can join the kids' ministry team and disciple your own kids? How exciting would that be? Would you ever volunteer to go shopping for us? Yes, I mean that. My leaders spend so much time buying 150 craft items. Maybe you'd love to do that for us. As you know, this term, we've just started having morning tea in our programs. Maybe you could help us buy that or prepare it or wash it up afterwards. Maybe you can partner with us by giving us a hug when you pick your kids up. There are some mornings we really need that. We want kids that keep giving, that are fully devoted followers of Christ. So kids, here's my second challenge for you. You ready to write it down? Here's what I want you to do, kids. I want you to think about how you can keep giving. And here's one way that you can write down. I want you to write down the name of two friends that you can invite to Kasplat or Kids Alive next term. Write down the name of two friends who you're going to pray for. Write down the name of two friends who you're going to invite to church, and you're going to show them Jesus. How exciting would it be if our kids' ministry doubled? How exciting would it be, parents, if we had to kick you out of this hall because we had so many kids here who love the Lord Jesus, we needed it. Can you dream that with me? That's what a child who keeps giving looks like, who prays for and invites others to know our great Lord. Well, I've said this morning, kids are a gift from God, a gift that grows, and hopefully you've all written down a challenge there, and a gift that keeps on giving. You've written down a challenge there. I'm going to pray that God will help us meet these challenges. Will you pray with me? Our dear Heavenly Father, please bless our kids so that they might continue to grow in Christ. Help them to spend time with you, their Heavenly Father, and help us as mums and dads to set an example in that. Father, we pray that our kids will be children who keep on giving, who invite others to hear about you. And we ask that we as parents might also partner with those who are discipling their children. Father, thank you that kids are a gift from you. Help us to celebrate and enjoy this gift. Amen. Well, thanks so much.